Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, Texas is known for its diverse crops, pumpkins being one of them.
That's right. Pumpkins represent the diversity in Texas agriculture. And with fall around the corner, you know we're all thinking about pumpkins. Pumpkins are an enduring symbol of fall. You can use them for carving the perfect jack-o'-lantern or stack them on your front porch for a beautiful autumn decoration. There's much you can do. Some of us even like pumpkin in our coffee. Not me, but let's face it, pumpkins are known for more than their good looks. Pumpkins are packed full of nutrition, and they're a great source of vitamin C, beta-carotene, fiber, and potassium. Did you know that just one half of a cup of cooked pumpkin is equal to a day's supply of vitamin A?
And they're growing all over the state.
They sure are. In fact, Texas is the fourth leading state in commercial pumpkin production. That generates an economic impact of almost $7.5 million for our Lone Star State. Each year, our farmers plant between 5 and 8,000 acres right here at home. And the bulk of that, which is about 90%, is planted in the West Texas region. Texas and pumpkins go hand in hand. So much so that Floridata has been deemed the pumpkin capital of Texas.
How do you grow them?
Well, pumpkins are a lot like their cousin, the cucumber. They want warm, fertile soil for growth. If you're planting them in a cool climate, you'll want to warm the soil a week or so before planting. And you can do this by covering it with a piece of black plastic. Most pumpkin varieties need between 90 and 100 days of growing to reach maturity. So that means you need to plant somewhere in June or the very first of July. That is, if you want pumpkins to be ready for Halloween. If you didn't get them planted for this year, that's not a problem because our farmers have plenty of pumpkins in the ground. They'll be ready to make your Halloween and fall celebration perfect.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.